Hello and welcome to episode number 33 of the Lunch Table Talk podcast. Let me first off start by saying I'm going to be using a different mic setup today. Hopefully the audio is a little bit better in this episode as opposed to my last few. I know there was a little rocky, it cut out in random parts, but hopefully this setup fixes that. And welcome to 2021. We got my first episode in this new year. It's going to start off with a good one. I got my NFL playoff predictions for this year. Let me start off by saying something non-football related, and that is Washington Wizards. Please fire Scott Brooks. I'm serious. We have way too good of a team to be this bad. Bradley Beal just put up 60 in one night, and we let the Philadelphia 76ers with one good score. You can argue Ben Simmons, but with one good score, drop 50 on us in the second quarter, which is completely unacceptable for any team to do. That's third most in NBA history, if I'm not correct. And Bradley Beal tied the Washington Wizards franchise record for scoring in one game. And we can't pull off a win. We lose by 10 or more. That is disgraceful. Don't want to talk about this again. Hopefully Scott Brooks is gone next time I make an episode. But knowing them, knowing the Washington Wizards, it's not going to happen, because they're always late on firing coaches and signing new players. But that's besides the point. Let's get on to the playoff predictions. Let me start off with just telling you who I had in the going into the playoffs in my original predictions that came out like August or September. So in the NFC East, I had Dallas making the playoffs. In the NFC North, I had Green Bay and Minnesota. In the NFC South, I had the New Orleans Saints and Tampa Bay. In the West, I had Seattle and San Francisco. Not terrible, only two wrong there. And then in the AFC East, I had Buffalo making it. In the NFC North, I had Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland all making it. And in the AFC South, I had Tennessee. And in the AFC West, I had Chiefs and Denver Broncos. Yes, I was that guy. I was the sneaky playoff Denver Broncos guy. Don't want to make that mistake again. Drew Lock led the league in picks, tied with Carson Wentz, who played like 10 games. So that's a little bad, not only for the Broncos, but definitely for the Eagles. So let's move on to my to who I had in the seeding and how the seeding worked out in my regular playoffs. I'm going to go through every matchup I originally had in August. So I'm going to cut to that now. So I've never done this before. Hopefully it lets me access screenshots on my phone while I'm recording this. We'll see if it does. I believe it's doing it. Let me check. We're good. Okay, perfect. So I had the Broncos facing the Bills, and I had the Broncos moving on to face the one seed Chiefs. I had the Browns facing the Ravens. I had the Ravens moving on in that one. And then I had Tennessee Titans and Pittsburgh facing off. I had the Steelers winning that matchup. So this leaves us with the Kansas City Chiefs, Denver Broncos, Ravens, and Steelers. So I had the Chiefs beating the Steelers, and then the Ravens beating the Steelers. Or no, the Chiefs beating the Broncos, Ravens beating the Steelers. And then I had the Ravens beating the Chiefs in the AFC Conference Finals. And before I get to the Super Bowl, in the other half, I had the Vikings facing the Seattle Seahawks. I had the Seahawks moving on. I had the Packers facing the 49ers. I had the Packers moving on. I had the Buccaneers facing the Cowboys. The Buccaneers moving on to face the one-seeded Saints. And I had the Buccaneers moving on in that one. And I had the Seahawks moving on, beating Green Bay in that one. And then I had Seattle besting Brady and the Buccaneers in that NFC Conference Final. So, Super Bowl. And my original Super Bowl was Seattle Seahawks, Baltimore Ravens, which I can say that is still a possibility, a smaller possibility now, unfortunately, but still definitely possible. And we'll get into my my actual predictions now. And I had the Ravens winning the Super Bowl. I was very confident in Lamar. Didn't start off the season great, but honestly got better without Ronnie Stanley, which is very odd to me, but whatever, that is besides the point. So our first matchup I have is the Tennessee Titans versus the Baltimore Ravens. And I have the upset happening here. I have the Baltimore Ravens besting the Tennessee Titans. I just don't see Baltimore losing to Tennessee three times in a row. I think Baltimore has built too good of a roster to not beat Tennessee, although Tennessee's offense has been amazing these past few weeks. They got pretty lucky last week with the bad Texans coverage and that lucky bounce on the kickoff, on the field goal attempt by Sloman in the last seconds, but I can't really say they were lucky because they're making the playoffs anyway. But sucks that Miami can't get in, but Washington and Chicago can. But that's whatever. Baltimore beating Tennessee. And then next up we have Pittsburgh versus Cleveland. Pittsburgh won the first matchup. Cleveland won the second. In the third matchup, I have Pittsburgh Steelers moving on to face either Buffalo or Indianapolis. So, let's see. Pittsburgh versus Cleveland. Cleveland barely beat the mostly Pittsburgh Steelers second stringers. So, just with that whole thing, I'm not very confident. The wide receivers haven't played in a week or two. And then also, what else? Oh, Stefanski's out with COVID. That's definitely a problem for the Browns. I definitely think he was a very crucial part of their success this season. So next up, I have Buffalo beating Indianapolis. I think that's what the majority of people is going to go for. I don't see much of an upset happening here. In the words of Colin Cowherd, Buffalo is a Hail Mary and bad loss against the Chiefs away from being a one-loss team. And although that is true, they did get slapped around by the Titans in the regular season. As much as I love Josh Allen, I can't see him doing what he did in the regular season, in the postseason, in like his second postseason start. And we saw what happened with Josh Allen in his first postseason start, whether it was last year or the year before, against the Texans. It just kind of fell apart. Wasn't good. Had a few fumbles in that game also. As for Indianapolis, the run game looks amazing right now. Jonathan Taylor really has shown out these final few weeks. But with that being said, still have Buffalo. Offense is there. Defense is also there. So let's head on over to the NFC, where I have Tampa Bay beating Washington. As much as I would like to see Washington win, it's unfortunately most likely not going to happen. Washington defense has been great this season. The pass rush is amazing, and that's Tampa Bay's biggest weakness. So maybe there's a possibility for an upset, but it is Tom Brady in the playoffs, so I'm not too confident with our chances. Devin White is out, but they just activated Shaquille Barrett, so it's like take a penny, lose a penny type thing. But yeah, I just can't see Tampa Bay losing. Next up, we have Seattle versus Los Angeles. And even if Jared Goff starts, I do think the game will be much closer if Jared Goff starts. But even if he does, I have Seattle winning. The defense kind of came out of nowhere, and the offense is kind of going down. That whole offense has kind of been trending downwards the past few weeks, and the defense has definitely been going up. Jamal Adams is a little banged up right now. Russell Wilson's passing yards haven't been amazing. Neither have Lockett or Metcalf's receiving yards. As a matter of fact, the offensive line is okay, but I don't expect it to stop Aaron Donald. I expect a lot of scrambling out of Russell Wilson in this game. So next up, we have the New Orleans Saints facing the Chicago Bears. Bears kind of squeaked in there, and honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I'd rather see Chicago win as opposed to the Saints, and I'm glad Chicago made it over Arizona. I think their defense is very good, very underrated, even though they haven't been back to that, 2018 caliber type defense that they had in that year. But with that being said, I'm going to take the New Orleans Saints. Top five offense, top five defense as well. Hard to be that in the playoffs, especially with a quarterback that you're not very confident with. I think Roquan Smith and the guys over there on the Chicago defense are amazing. Roquan Smith, very underrated, very underappreciated, not only by the media, but just by, by the media. I think Chicago fans know it, and I think the average NFL fan won't know how good Roquan Smith is, but he's a very, very, very good player. Definitely, I don't know if he made the Pro Bowl, and if he didn't, that's very unfortunate, but life goes on, Pro Bowls, whatever. I could make an hour episode about how terrible the Pro Bowl is. So, heading over to the AFC again, we have our final four. We have Kansas City, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Buffalo. So, Kansas City versus the 5-seeded Baltimore. As much as I would like to see Baltimore win, I just don't see it happening. I'm going to have to take Kansas City on this one. Patrick Mahomes is still going to be Patrick Mahomes. Tyreek's still going to be Tyreek. Kelsey's going to be the best tight end league, maybe for the next 3 years. However, whether they decide to sign him back or not. But yeah, I have Kansas City winning this one. Baltimore defense has been great, but any defense is hard to stop. Patrick Mahomes is hard to stop with any defense is what I was trying to say. Especially with all those weapons that they have there in Kansas City. So, we have Pittsburgh and Buffalo now. I'm going to take the 2-seeded Buffalo in this one. And I know I kind of talked bad about Josh Allen in the when I talked about his game versus Indianapolis and Houston. But I think that Pittsburgh was overrated in the beginning of the season when they were on their 11-game winning streak, which is impressive. Any win streak of that caliber is impressive, no matter the teams you're playing. But I think once they lost to Washington, once they lost to Cleveland, and who else was it? They definitely would have lost to Baltimore if Lamar Jackson had played in that game. Any Baltimore fan will tell you that. I know for experience. But, yeah, I'm going to take Buffalo beating Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh defense has looked amazing, but Josh Allen's firepower and his connection with Stephon Diggs and all these random receivers that we love to see in the end zone ruining Devin Singletary's touches, like McKenzie Moss, Knox, all these guys. Allen has a connection with all of them at least a few times in this season, so I think that chemistry and just the firepower from Josh Allen is going to push them past Pittsburgh. Which leads me to Kansas City and Buffalo. And I'll get back to them once I tell you my predictions for the divisional round of the NFC. So we have Green Bay versus Tampa Bay. And despite all the odds going in favor of Green Bay, I'm going to take Tampa Bay. Got to have at least one upset up here. And I think this is where it happens. Technically, Tampa Bay would be an upset over Washington, but we all know in the grand scheme of things, that's not really what's going to happen here. But I do have Tampa Bay beating Green Bay, and you can talk about the conditions, you can talk about the chemistry, you can talk about Bruce Arians, but it's Tom Brady, and I've grown up watching Tom. He's really is an incredible guy, incredible player also. I really think he can get past this Green Bay defense, especially if Mike Evans comes back. I think with Mike Evans coming back, if he does, and then by that time Devin White's going to be activated. And I know two players don't make your whole team, but I could name off plenty of players on that Tampa Bay team that were Pro Bowlers at least one time in the career on offense, defense, and special teams. So I see Tampa Bay beating Green Bay. As opposed to for Green Bay, Bakhtiari is out, so that pass rush of Shaq Barrett, Devin White, and all those guys, Vita Vea, all those guys will be able to get off one of the edges depending on where the backup is. But I think that's going to be one of the crucial parts of this Green Bay or this Tampa Bay defensive front winning this game for Tampa. Although the corners do scare me a little bit for Tampa, just because they've been up and down the whole season. Antoine Winfield, he is a rookie, and he does have responsibilities as if he were a vet, but I think he can get it done. I think all he needs to do is slow down Devontae Adams to any degree, and I think they'll be just fine. Although that Rodgers-Adams combo is extremely scary in any place. They are playing in Lambeau, but although that is an advantage for Aaron Rodgers, you are playing Tom Brady, so it's not that bad for Brady. I mean, we all know Brady played in Foxborough, where it's freezing cold around this time of year, and we'll be in the middle of January. So if it does snow, if it is harsh weather there in Lambeau Field, I think Brady will be fine. So now we have Seattle versus the Saints. And this is one of the games that I was a little stuck on who I was going to pick. But this prediction probably going to flip-flop. But you have to take the one that I'm thinking of right now. And that's going to be the New Orleans Saints. New Orleans Saints to beat Seattle. Like I said when I was talking about the Chicago matchup. Top five offense, top five defense. People look at the Saints roster. They think about Breeze. They think about Michael Thomas. They think about Alvin Kamara, obviously. But their defense is special as well. And I don't know if they get enough love. They also have a very, very good offensive line. Teron Armstead, Eric McCoy, Ryan Ramczyk, all those guys up there in New Orleans definitely are good at protecting Breeze and allowing Taysom Hill, if he ever steps in, to rush around, go crazy, would do whatever he wants. And I think that's a big part of why Taysom and Teddy Bridgewater actually last season were so successful with the Saints, along with their defense also. So I have Saints beating Seattle in the, what is this, in the divisional round. All right, so moving on from the Saints prediction, we have the conference championships now. So Kansas City versus Buffalo, the one seed facing the two seed, and good job to Buffalo for making the two seed. Didn't see that coming. I think I had them as a three seed. I think I figured Baltimore would definitely be able to clean that up. But Pittsburgh got that schedule, but that's besides the point anyway. But in that game, I'm taking Kansas City again. Firepower is too much for them. Kansas City's weapons are insane. Tyreek, Watkins, Kelsey, they are missing Mitchell Schwartz, and I don't know if that's a season-ending injury or maybe just for like the Baltimore-Tennessee game, but I think Kansas City is going to be able to get it done. I'm the biggest Josh Allen fan I know, and I really think that he could get to the Super Bowl if Kansas City slips up, or if Patrick Mahomes' interceptions start getting caught by the defense, because there's a stat that Patrick Mahomes has over 16 dropped interceptions this season, and there's a video clip of that also, which is it's a little nerve-wracking, but I think Kansas City can get by. The defense of Kansas City is very good also. But Buffalo next season could definitely make a push in the playoffs, more than just winning two games for sure. So Tampa Bay versus New Orleans. I've hyped up Tom Brady so much, and I'm going to continue to do that because it's Tom Brady and I like him. And I have them, Tampa Bay, going to Super Bowl versus Kansas City. I just look at the roster of Tampa, and this is kind of like the situation where the Browns were together the first season, right? And they couldn't get it done. They couldn't make the playoffs with that stacked lineup that we all know about. That was 2017 or 18, if I'm not mistaken. But they did make it this season, but I have them losing in the first round. But anyway, I just look at this team, and it's hard to look at this team and say, oh, on paper, amazing team. Really is amazing team. I'm going to look up the roster actually right now in case I forget anybody important. But so many of these guys were Pro Bowlers, which I mean Pro Bowl to be taken in the least literally way possible. They've had some good wins, and Tom Brady's looked great. He's probably been the best quarterback the past, what, maybe between him and Josh Allen these past few weeks has definitely been like the best quarterback. And that's saying a lot for Brady's age and the doubts that people have put in your head about Tom Brady's going to fall off a cliff. They've been saying that since he won his most recent Super Bowl in New England. So, let me look at this team. Okay, team roster. So, Antonio Brown, yes, Pro Bowler. Leonard Fournette, yes, Pro Bowler. Shaquille Barrett, yes. Brady, yes. Kappa, yes. Lavonte David, yes. Carlton Davis, future one for sure. Jamel Dean, future one for sure. Mike Evans, yes. Fournette, I said. Let's see. Chris Godwin, yes. Gronkowski, yes. Tyler Johnson, underrated wide receiver. Ronald Jones, should have been this year. Ali Marpet, yes. McCoy, yes. Murphy Bunting, will be in the future. Pierre Paul, yes. Bradley Pinion, the punter, yes. Donovan Smith, yes. Suckup, yes. Ndamukong Suh, yes. Jordan Whitehead, maybe in the future. Wirfs, should be. Antoine Winfield, will be in the future. And then on the IL, they could come back soon. Vita Vea, could be. A.Q. Shipley, I think he might have been. And then on the practice squad, they still have Deion Buchanan, who was a Pro Bowler, I believe, at one point in his career. But yeah, I think you get the point. That's a bunch of guys that are either current Pro Bowlers, and I'm saying the word Pro Bowl as if they actually deserve it, because I know who deserves the Pro Bowl and who doesn't, because DeForest Buckner did not make it this year, and some of these guys did that just don't deserve it over some guys. Even some guys on their own team could have made it over them, and I am talking about Chase Young and Montez Sweat. But yeah, I have Tampa beating the Saints. Drew Brees, this could be his final playoff game, and as much as I would like to see Brees make the Super Bowl and win it in his final game, I just don't see it happening. He's slowing down, and Michael Thomas hasn't looked the same. Kamara can't score you 7 touchdowns in one game anymore. So I have Tampa and Kansas City in the Super Bowl, and winning the Super Bowl, I have Kansas City. I have the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. Honestly, that doesn't seem like the popular pick right now, despite them being the one seed, despite them going what could have been 16-0, which definitely would have been 15-1 if they had played all their guys in week 17. So yeah, I don't really understand the hate for Kansas City, besides the fact that people have found out about this dropped interception thing with Patrick Mahomes, and I think a lot of people's matchup is like Buffalo and Packers. I feel like that's probably the most popular Vegas pick for the Super Bowl right now. But I'm going to go with my original prediction, and I have Kansas City winning. My ideal Super Bowl would probably be Buffalo and Washington. You know, Washington's the underdog and my favorite team, and then Buffalo has my favorite quarterback currently in the league, and they also have Stephon Diggs, maybe my favorite wide receiver also. You know, he is a MD native. He is was born in Maryland and played at University of Maryland, so he's a great guy, funny man, out there in Buffalo as a number one wide receiver. But yeah, Kansas City, I have winning the Super Bowl. Odd that that's not the popular vote. I feel like it probably was at the beginning of the season for them to go back-to-back, but I believe that they can go back-to-back. They don't have an easy road. They're going to have to face Baltimore, Buffalo, and Tampa, who all have good offenses and defenses. So not going to be an easy road there for Kansas City. Maybe a few guys will be banged up by the time they get to the bowl. But ultimately, I think they can do it and crown the champion in Kansas City. And as for my Super Bowl MVP, I'm going to pick Travis Kelce. I've seen the stats amongst tight ends this season, and they don't surprise me that Travis Kelce leads in almost every single one of the major statistical categories for tight ends. Does not surprise me at all. So that's why I'm going to go with Travis Kelce and be like, oh, we got Patrick Mahomes. He's got hella weapons. He does, but Kelce's got to make the catches, and his catch percentage has been very good. Gets plenty of targets too. So I'm going to have Kansas City winning. Yeah, Kansas City, congrats on going back-to-back, in my eyes. I don't think there's anything else I need to say. A lot of stuff going around the association right now. I know Gordon Hayward had a career-high night. Markel Fultz tore his ACL. That's unfortunate, out for the season. He was looking real nice. Bradley Beal, of course, had his career night. Dropped 60 and lost. Not going to get over that for another week. Who else? I said Markel. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown continue to be amazing for each other. And, yeah, I think that's it. You know, NBA, they love posting LaMelo, even though he's not the rookie of the year at all right now. It's Peyton Pritchard, second-round draft pick out of Boston. He looks amazing. Hey, he scored the game winner tonight, so congrats to him. Next episode, I'm definitely going to do a Super Bowl preview episode where I go through both teams playing the Super Bowl, obviously, before the Super Bowl and after the matchup is confirmed. So, going to do that for sure. Not sure when that's going to come out. But if you haven't made it this far in the episode, I thank you. Be sure to follow the Instagram. It's at lunchtabletalk_. I always post about happenings around the league. And that includes baseball, football, basketball, golf, and college basketball and football. So be sure to go follow that. Also, congrats to Devontae Smith on winning the Heisman. That's impressive stuff. Only third wide receiver to ever win the Heisman. So good job to him. Very impressive stuff out there in Alabama. But yeah, that will conclude today's episode. Kansas City, congrats on the win of the Super Bowl, going back to back. It's quite impressive. So yeah, that's going to conclude today's episode. I did hope you enjoy. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, all that stuff. Follow the Instagram, like I said, and have a good day.